Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A guy randomly rang my doorbell, and he was nice, and he said, I grew up in this house, like this is my childhood home. So he asked if he could come in and look around. I was like, oh, look, I'll take your number, and I don't know if I should let him in. I'm trying to be a nice person, but I'm also like, I don't, this is a stranger.
Gina brought that dilemma to you yesterday morning right around this time, and here was your advice.
I think she could do a quick Google search to find out if he legitimately lived there or a family member, and then go from there.
Thanks for joining us again, Gina. Now, after hearing the advice, what are you doing about this guy who was in his 50s, came to your house claiming he grew up there, just wanted to look around?
So, it took a turn. I will say, for the worst, but I was talking to my husband last night, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to have him come when my husband was there, and I was like, you know, truth is, he'll probably be there for 5 minutes. I won't be alone. Maybe I'll make this guy's entire like year, you know.
You were thinking about this last night. Did you call him right away?
I did. Well, okay. I texted him, and then he doesn't text, so he called me, and I was like, oh god. And again, he was like, oh great, thanks for changing your mind. And I was like, no, you got it, you know, whatever. And okay. So he came over last night, and he, you know, was looking at his bedroom, and he turned to us and said, you've ruined this place.
In your house, he's saying this to you?
Yes. So he literally didn't say a word. Like, it was like creepy quiet. And then he went into his room, and it's just an office. The room that was his bedroom is our office.
Oh my gosh. Why would he be like that though? Obviously you're going to change the house. You're going to update the house for what you guys want. Look, this guy is ridiculous to think that he's going to go back and have it be the exact same way it was when he lived there all those years ago.
Look, I have all my posters on the wall.
That is awkward.
Yeah, it was very awkward. And he basically stormed out. He looked at us. He said, you've ruined this place, and like shook his head and kind of was mumbling to himself and then left.
What were you thinking? Seriously, like go through the motions here when he turned and said that. Did you have that pit of your stomach drop? Did you get all sweaty? Did you like, he needs to leave? But you didn't say anything, did you?
No, I honestly was like, what a jerk in my head. I was like, and again, my husband was right next to me, and he was like, okay, you know, we both were like, there was nothing we really, I felt like to say, like we didn't try to defend ourselves. We just were like, and again, it happened so quickly. Like he was in our house for like maybe 5 minutes. So it went from, oh, thanks for having me,
to
quiet, you've ruined this place. And
yeah, he scolded you.
I told my husband that I would feel comfortable, like, maybe changing the locks, you know, just because, again.
and block the number? The number?
Yeah.
Well, at least you know he's not scoping your house out for the holiday season. I don't think somebody would react like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I, again, because my husband is a flight attendant. So, like, he's not home for a few days at a time. So I was like, let's just. Help me and my, like, you know, mental health, because I'm.
Right.
Scared.
Well, a lot of people, you know, had said, don't let him in. This could be a scam. It's the holiday season. That's what a lot of our mixed family was saying. But you decided to go ahead and look, you're going to kind of lean towards the nostalgic. Maybe he's a good guy. And then he turns out and just kind of scolds you for that situation. Now, what would your advice be for people listening who might have this happen, or people who claim, hey, I grew up in that house, or I used to live there? What would you tell them from here on out?
Probably like, sorry about it. We had this happen and we got some negative feedback.
Yeah.
So like, sorry, like, thanks for coming by. I can send you a photo.
Bye.
Yeah, send a photo.
That's a great idea.
Then send a photo.
Yeah.
Or even the fact that you exchanged the number. It's like, hey, let's do a FaceTime.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, let's Zoom about it. How about that?
Well, we're hoping that you're going to be safe. You're going to change the locks. Maybe add a a video doorbell if you don't have one
yeah,
already.
Yeah, look, if you don't feel safe, that's definitely something you could do. I just think the guy's, I think the guy's a little nuts, frankly.
Maybe he's got something going on where it's the holidays, he was reminiscing, and he really wanted to go back to that time, and he's kind of disappointed that things changed.
But what's so sad about this, though, is this is why people are reluctant to want to help other people sometimes. Because look at what happened.
Yeah, totally.
That's too bad.
Totally. Yep, absolutely.
Gino, thank you so much for bringing this to Relationship Intervention. Who knows, you may have helped someone who is in this situation or, you know, just is kind of too trusting of people or kind of has that feeling.
I mean, you still want to try to trust people, yeah, but there maybe is a different way to handle it next time. I was the one that was saying, look up who the guy is, have the guy come to the house. Your husband was there. But I don't think you could have done anything that was going to make that guy happy, frankly. So I'm sorry it went that way, Gino.
I mean, yeah, no, it's okay. And I'm happy I feel like I did all the right steps, you know. I feel like I took the chance, but I feel like I also had a backup, you know, in case something went down. And again, it could have escalated. I'm grateful, you know, it could have escalated a lot than it did. So
we don't want anybody winding up on NBC's Dateline.
No.
That's what we don't want to have happen. So thank you.
No Netflix documentaries today.
No. Gina, thanks so much for bringing this to Relationship Intervention. For everybody else, you can always bring anything going on in your life. Like, I want to help someone, but I don't know how, or maybe there's something going on at work. Maybe in your own relationship, just bring it here. All you have to do is message it to the Mix Facebook page, facebook.com/991TheMix. And who knows, you could be on the next Relationship Intervention. Gina, happy holidays.
Thanks, Gina, for being on.
Thank you.